Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Faith comes by hearing. You got to hear it first. And some people have missed the mark on this by saying, well, what do you mean faith? Just believe whatever you want to believe. No, it's not believe whatever you want to believe. You got to find out what he told you. You can't believe you receive something until you first find out he's given it to you. This is so important. You don't just grab something off the top of your head. I'm going to believe I receive this. Doesn't work that way. Faith is based on what somebody told you. So there's no way you could believe that. There's no way you would expect that unless you heard that from me. But once you've heard it from me, now you got a choice. Don't you? You could say, I don't believe that. People don't do that. I don't know. And I'm the one that called you. I'm talking to you. I said, hey, we got you a car. Got it paid for. And you said, Brother Keith, you're pulling my leg. I said, nah, ain't no leg pulling going on here. The Lord dealt with me. We got the money. We paid for it. I don't know. What are you? You're a doubter. You're joking. I'm not joking. This is no joke. I'm not joking. What's going on here? You have not decided to believe me. Oh, I don't know. For real? You're still doubting. And what if I told you that and you hung up the phone and somebody said, you won't believe what Brother Keith just told me. I just can't believe that though. No, you could. You're choosing not to. You're not confused about what I said. You heard me. You're choosing not to believe me. But how many know if you found out about it and if you believed it, there's still another step. You ain't driving nowhere until you take another step. Somebody say, hear it.
Hear it.
Believe it.
Believe it.
Receive it.
Receive it.
What if you did believe it? You said, well, I don't believe Brother Keith would lie about that. Glory to God. And you got excited. How many know if you believed it, it would excite you?
Yes.
And you ain't seen no car. You ain't been to Springfield. And you're jumping up and down in your house.
Amen.
Oh, come on. Are you seeing this? Yes. This is how faith does. You hadn't seen a car. You ain't seen no paperwork. You heard somebody tell you a word. You got some words. But you jumping up and down means something. What does it mean? It means you have confidence in me. You have confidence in what I told you. You do not believe I'm a liar. You believe I can do what I said I would do. You believe I did what I said I would do. That honors me. And if somebody comes and says, oh, now don't get excited till you see it. And if you stood up and said, now I'll tell you one thing. Don't you say that. If Brother Keith said it, I believe it.
Amen.
Then you honored me.
Yes.
Didn't you? Yes. I'm a man. I could make a mistake. But how much more should we honor God when he tells us something? We don't let anybody or anything shake us or question us about it. We stop and we go, what? Wait a minute. What are you saying? You trying to say God lied about this? Don't you say that. I mean, people get fighting mad over accusing your daddy of lying. You calling my daddy a liar? Oh, man. Fist fights break out. Well, what if you said this? Ooh, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. And you ran around the house and you called everybody. Ooh, I got a new car. Ooh, got a new car. Ooh, got a new car. Somebody said, where is it? Well, I'm just waiting on it. Where is it?
I don't know.
Well, Brother Keith said, that I need to go get it. But you know, that's not how I believe. I just believe if he wants me to have that car, he'll put me in it. He'll come and get me and carry me to it, or carry it to me and put me in it. Then I'll know it's mine. That's insulting, isn't it? And I told you, no, I got to go somewhere. I got business. I'm going to be gone for days. But the car's up there. It's paid for. It's in your name. Well, now, I just believe, though, Brother Keith, that if you want me to have it in your own good time and good way, you'll put me in it. You want me to stop everything else I'm doing and come get you and put you in the car and hold your hand while you turn the key. Why? Now, I'm just a man. I just got a few things going on. Why would people expect God to personally come take you by the hand and put it in your mouth and make you chew it and swallow it? Put your hands on it and make you do it? No, listen. God's a big God. He's got a lot of stuff going on. But the most important thing is that he wants you to have some maturity about yourself and to enjoy the process of laying hold. Nobody wants to be treated like a baby. I mean, how many of you want to be spoon-fed lunch this afternoon? I hope not. I wish somebody would feed me, take me and feed me. No, you know where the food is. Go and appropriate. Go and take it. If you know it's yours and you know where it is. How many? You got that car sitting up there paid for. You going to sit around and cry and talk silly nonsense for the next 6 months? No, no. How many going to go get the car? You going to go get the car? Show up and say, hey, my name is John Brown. I hear there's a car up here in my name. Where's my car? Where's my car? I want my car. They say, well, yeah, John Brown got a car right there. That's your car. Well, where's my keys? Give me my keys. I'm ready for my car. Why? If it's bought, if it's paid for, it's in your name. It's time for you to go get it. Time for you to lay hold of it. Time for you to receive it. Jesus bought and paid for salvation. He bought and paid for remission of sin. He bought and paid for forgiveness and regeneration, the new birth. He bought and paid for peace of mind. He bought and paid for healing and wholeness. He bought and paid for prosperity and riches and wealth and blessing. He bought and paid for and sent the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He bought and paid for it. Now you got to hear about it. But when you hear about it, you got to choose to believe it. And once you've chosen to believe it, you don't sit around and wait for it to fall on you. You got to go get it. Go get it. Go take hold of it. Go lay hold of it. Now with your hand, you reach out. You drive up there physically. You get out. You put your hand on the door physically. You put your key in there physically. You're not believing you receive it. You're receiving it physically. But with the things of God, they're spiritual. And you must believe. Not feel. Not see. Not touch. Not taste. Not think. Believe. That you receive them. How do you do it? By faith. Amen. By faith. Just like you already know how to do it. You receive Jesus as your Lord. You already know how to do it. You received your forgiveness of sins. Well, is it important that we find out what else has been given to us? The Bible tells us he has freely given us all things. Richly to enjoy all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's already given. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. We need to find out what's ours. Like the children of Israel, He gave them the promised land, didn't He? He said, go get it. I got it for you. I've given it to you. It's yours. And they milled around out there for 40 years. Oh, but that next generation said, hey, it's ours. It's in our name. It's bought and paid for. Let's go get it. Let's go get it. Joshua and Caleb led that bunch and they went and got what had been theirs all along. Stand up on your feet. Ooh, glory. Somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Say it out loud. I'm a believer. And I'm a go-getter. What do go-getters do? They go get it. Now people think we're being arrogant and presumptuous to talk like that. But we're not trying to rend something out of the hand of God that He doesn't want us to have. We're talking about finding out what He has already bought and paid for and given to us. But we're not going to sit back passively and ignorantly and want Him to pick us up and put it in our hand and put it in our mouth when He told us, be a man, be a woman, have faith, rise up, get it. Lay hold of it. Take it. I've given it to you. See, they didn't enjoy that promised land because it didn't just fall on them. I mean, you know, the giants didn't just come over there with the titles in their hands and go, here, you want us to help you move? No. Even though God has bought something for us, Jesus paid for it with His own blood and given it to us, there still can be things that try to prevent us from enjoying it. The enemy try to camp on it. The enemy try to hinder. You got to have some determination, don't you? You got to have something in you that says, no, this is mine. This is mine. Jesus bought and paid for my healing. I know I don't see it. I know I don't feel it. But it's mine. It's bought. It's paid for. And I'm going to have it. He was made poor for me so I could be made rich. I don't see it. I don't feel it. But it's mine. It's mine. I'm going to have it. I'm going to have it. And by faith, you possess what's already been given us long ago. Can you say amen? Raise up your hand. Begin to praise the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Believe, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303E. That's R1303E. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks be to God.